KXRV Roseville, Sacramento, an iHeart Radio station.
Time for another exciting edition of Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
All right, here we go. First round of the morning. Lick Us and Win Wednesday, 766-9370. Make them good. Lick Us and Win is, again, simply, you call up, you give us the category that we've selected for you, or I'm sorry, the question for the categories we've selected. If we don't know the question, that means you have licked us. Joe is doing mountain folklore, showcasing the Yeti, the Bigfoot, the what else?
Sasquatch. Those are the just different names of the Bigfoot, the Grassman.
Grassman.
Mm-hmm.
Taking any questions, just curious, on Mothman.
Mothman, yes.
Okay.
We can do Mothman. We can do the Skunk Ape, another version of Bigfoot.
The Skunk Ape?
Yeah.
Wow. Since we do have four packs of Sportsman Expo tickets, we're doing that category and then this one. Including and not limited to the man category that I'm focusing on. Just a few ideas if you need help. Trucks, cars, camshafts, knives, guns, ammo, wood species, construction, heavy equipment, chicks, booze, work boots, hunting, gathering, log cabin building, weightlifting, caribou skinning, arm wrestling, bespoking, metal smithing, and keg standing. But again, including but not limited to.
What is bespoking?
You know, like tailoring, requesting. You walk in somewhere and you say, hey, I need to bespeak to you. I want my suit to look like this, or I need this piece of metal fashioned like that. You have it bespoked.
Okay. All right.
Derived from bespeak. Let's start with Daniel. Daniel, what do you got?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hi, Daniel.
Hey, I got a question for Grandpa Doug.
Yeah. Man category. That. All things man. Woo. Four pack of Sportsman Expo tickets. What you got?
Hey, the AR-15 rifle. What is the AR actually stand for?
It is the man's name who invented it. It does not stand for assault rifle like a lot of people believed. It is the Russian or Ukrainian inventor. It is the man's name, I believe. And I can't give you his name, but I believe those are the initials.
It's actually not true. It's the company that actually manufactured it the very first time.
Oh, say again?
It's the company?
It's the company who actually built it the very first time. Everybody builds it now in different manufacturers, but it's actually the company.
Okay, was the company Russian or Ukrainian?
That actually, I can't 100% tell you whether or not they're Russian.
Hey, Google that, Joe.
What's the AR stand
yeah,
for?
Yeah, what's the name?
Armalite.
Armalite? Huh. I could have swore it was the guy's name as well.
I thought that was named after a guy's name. Hang on, we'll source it. Mm-hmm. We have Google, too, you know. We don't use it unless we need to. Hang on, Joe will look it up. Let's go to Drew. Drew, another man category question. Lick us and win.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the FBI recently switched their standard issue caliber. From what caliber to what caliber did they switch to?
I like this question. This is good. I want to say they switched to either a 40 or 45 back to a 9mm.
Yeah, I mean, that's good enough for me. They went from a 40 to a 9.
Yeah, there you go.
Wasn't it the 1911?
Well, 1911 is just the style of gun. Yeah. Everyone makes a 1911, which is, if you look back, that was the standard war issue,
first
given in 1911, and it's a very comfortable, very classic-looking handgun, and I believe most all 1911s, well, you can make anything look like a 1911, but I believe a 1911 is a 45.
Always. 45?
Used to be.
But they went to a 9 is smaller than a 45, so they went to a smaller caliber handgun, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
For, I would believe, a little less recoil and better accuracy.
Yeah.
Let's go to Daniel. Daniel, lick us and win.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, so my question is primarily what color are 20 gauge shotgun shells?
Oh, I like this. Primarily, aren't they yellow?
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. I own a 20 gauge. It's actually my son's, and now it's my wife's. A very cool crack barrel, single shot, little kid's gun.
It's neat looking.
Fun as hell to shoot. Appreciate that. This man category, look at that. Wow, having fun here. Still no bespoke questions, but you know what? We're doing half bad.
That's a good category you're into today.
Oddly enough, we don't have any mountain folklore.
Maybe I should have went with all things women.
Oh, there you go. Next round. We got to get the ladies involved.
Yeah, maybe I'll switch my category up each time.
Michael, lick us and win.
Hey, good morning, Doug.
Hi.
Hey, my question's for you, and my question is, why do they call the Browning high power a high power?
Hmm.
Huh. Not overly familiar with the gun. I guess I'll take the simple. I'll just say because it's longer barreled.
No, in 1926, it was John Browning's last model he made, and another gentleman finished it off after he died. And the reason they called it a high power is it had a high capacity magazine of 13 rounds. And at the time, the highest capacity was 7 rounds, which was 1911.
So power not necessarily higher, just had more capacity.
Exactly.
Okay. Cool. I did not know that. Don't know a lot about the Browning gun. Appreciate the call. Hang on. We'll get you in for the Lickison Win Sportsman Expo tickets. Let's go to Gary. Gary, Lickison Win.
Hey, dog. This question for you.
Okay.
Can you tell me what the world record long-distance rifle shot is, or who did it, or when it was?
I cannot. I'll try to get close on distance. Was this guy a marksman?
Yes.
I think he's a Canadian sharpshooter,
Is he Canadian?
I don't know his origin.
Okay. I will say he went 1.8 miles.
No, sir. 5,000 yards, 2.86 miles.
2.86 miles. Ooh,
just
wow.
Done in October last year.
And what caliber?
I don't know the caliber. I know it was Charlie Melton, but I don't remember what he was.
I want you to think about the distance. Over 2.5 miles. And when they marksman out that far, what is it that they're shooting at? Is it a target or an object?
This guy shot a person, didn't he?
No, he didn't shoot a person.
That's a sniper. This is a world record shot.
Remember that? There's a story like a year ago or something where that guy shot that.
No,
shot
I know, but
a
this,
person,
this was a world record competition. Okay, who wants to sign up and stand out in the middle of the road? We got a bunch of snipers on the hill. Anyone want to donate their quote unquote time?
I thought, wasn't there a world record holder that got it from being in war? I thought we did a story on that. That guy shot it like over 2 miles.
The guy said it was a world record. You said it wasn't a human.
Hey, guys, one more thing. Hey, Kelly, suck it.
Yeah, there he is.
The boys haven't gotten through for a while.
I appreciate the call. I want to go back to, though, just the distance of that. And I guess he doesn't know what it was he was shooting, meaning an actual target, meaning on paper.
I don't know how you'd see that.
Or an actual object, meaning like a clay pig or whatever. That is so freaking far. I mean, that is incredible to think that you could do that at that distance. So, good question. Let's go to Mike. Mike, Lickison Win.
Hey, Dog and Joe, what's happening?
Hey, brother.
Hey, I want to know if you guys know what is the largest aluminum drink can of beer that was ever made?
Ever?
Ooh, that is a great man question.
Yes, now we're talking my lingo. Schlitz, I think they were the first to come out with the 24, and they named it the Master Cylinder. It all started out back in the late 70s, early 80s with the 16-ounce. That was a cowboy can. 16 ounces. What guys nowadays would call pussy. Pardon my language. So we went from 16 to 20. 20 became standardized. Then what they did is they went to 24.
Yeah.
And now I think I've seen... And I got to get this. I know they're selling a 26 or 28. So if they're selling a 28, you know there's a 30 ounce out there. But I'll stop at 28. And I'm going to say that it's either a, is that what you're looking for, the brand of beer?
No. I just ever made the largest aluminum can and what it held, the largest beer ever made can.
God, and then it brings me back to, like, there was a Canadian beer company that had an elephant on it that used to can like Foster's did. You know, we used to call those oil cans. I don't remember the liquid, though, the OZ on them in a Foster can.
Not the purchase. Just ever made.
Oh, just ever made? Ever?
Ever.
I would think it would have to be, dude, huge.
Yeah, I mean, what are you classifying as a can, though? I mean, because technically a keg could be a can.
A can that can hold an amount of beer. You know, the largest ever can made for beer.
I'll say 6.4 gallons.
Actually, it was made by Guinness. It was 14 feet high, 9 inches high, 5 feet 10 inches wide, and weighed about 661 pounds.
Okay.
They can hold 7,625 pints of beer.
Whoa!
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, so let's party.
Yeah, you know what? I say call 7-Eleven. Those should be in the shelves.
Wow.
Right?
That is awesome. Now, here's the thing, though. When you have that, you got to find an equal-sized bottle of Harps so you can have a black and tan. I mean, wow.
How big's that little nitrogen ball inside that can?
Oh, yeah.
Basketball size.
Oh, bigger than that? No, it's the size of like a big earth mover tire.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing's huge.
Gosh, it's a big can of beer.
It sounds just like a water truck,
Yeah.
Just with Guinness, though.
I like that. Hey, God, never heard that before. Good question. Let's go to Liz. Oh, look at this. We've got Liz with a man question.
Uh-oh.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Liz. Look at some men.
I got a question for you, Doug. Okay, what is the world record for lifting in the clean and jerk weightlifting competition? How many pounds was lifted over someone's head? What's the record?
Oh, God, weightlifting, huh? And records. I don't do so well with the records because, I mean, there's so many of them out there.
Dude, clean and jerk, too. If you can do that with a massive amount of weight, you got some skill.
So what that is, again, refresh my memory, that's on the ground. You pick it up. You swing the wrist up, lift it over your head once, and drop it.
Bounce it to your chest.
Yeah, lift your chest.
Over your head.
And then drop.
Right. Yep.
Just one quick lift.
985 pounds.
Oh,
that would shatter the current record of 586 pounds.
Okay, now, see, I'm dealing with a man question here now. See, I think all men should be able to do that on their own, meaning that's not a world record. I think anything over 750 is when you start talking about man stuff, because I could do 985.
Oh, could you?
Yeah.
Oh,
cool.
God, I got you.
That's an immense amount of weight. I have no guess. I don't know what people are doing nowadays.
500 pounds. Could you imagine that, though? Cleaning and jerking 500 pounds.
You're
a beast.
I would never walk again. My sciatic, that would rip your taint. And I'm trying to be PC here. That would rip every fiber, molecular structure, and piece of skin on my body.
They don't even make t-shirts to fit you. You look like you're just bubbled. You're the bubble boy.
You have hot dogs on the back of your neck.
Like that.
Let's go to Richard. Wow, the man court category blowing up today. Lickerson win, Richard.
Hey, dog. Morning, boys.
Hey, bro.
First off, Joe Mommy, your question sucks. Dog, you got it today.
Your category.
Just because you don't know about mountain folklore.
Good luck. Good luck getting somebody.
I think we're going to switch Joe's category to women next round so we get the ladies in. Maybe Dana can help.
All things women and mountain folklore.
Richard, Lickerson win.
All right, dog. I don't know if this is a fair question because I think you own a Ford 7.3, but if you do, how many quarts of oil fills that motor up?
You got to be kidding me. We just talked about this yesterday.
I do not have a 7.3. I've got a 6.0. 7.3, the most beloved Ford diesel engine out there. I'll tell you this, the 6.0 of mine, it takes 16 quarts with a filter. That's about $1.50 almost anywhere you go for an oil change.
That's
if you're going to pay
someone. Incredible, dude.
It's ridiculous. The 7.3, God, I've never owned one. A buddy of mine had one. I don't think it was more than 16, so I'll put it at 12.
Good guess. I own one. It's 14 quarts.
No! Crap, I missed it by two.
I do it myself for $65. I don't take my truck nowhere.
Yeah, now listen to that, though. He's doing it himself at home. It's costing him $65. That's for the filter, and the filter on it's large, and oil alone.
Where do you find a drain pan can hold 14 quarts of oil?
Any field.
5-gallon bucket. Cut the
any
off.
City drain grate?
You no. would have to use a 5-gallon bucket for that, wouldn't
yeah.
you? Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of damn oil.
Man.
All right, I was two away. Hey, God, we'll get you in. Damn it, I wanted that one. Let's go to Ed. Ed Lickerson, win.
Hey, how's it going, dog?
Good.
Hey, yeah. Hey, I got one for you. What are mudlucks?
Say that again.
Mudlucks.
Mudlucks?
Yes.
What are mudlucks?
Yeah.
I've never even heard that term before.
Mudlucks. Well, what are mudlucks? I've never heard that before.
It's got to be like a knockoff Ugg boot.
No, mudlucks. I like this question. I like this so much because I've never heard this in my life, a mudluck. Those are kids in her head out in a duck blind out of wedlock. Mudlucks. I don't know. Is it some sort of duck hunting galosh that you wear inside the lodge after being out in the blind gathering the birds all day? I don't know.
No. You do wear it.
I don't know what a mudluck is.
Okay. The Inuit Indians, they use caribou skins to cover their gyms when they were dog sledding.
Those are mutlucks.
Those are mucklucks.
Yeah. Mucklucks? Mudlucks.
They're mucklucks. That's a muckluck. M-U-C-K, yeah. Not mud, muck.
Mucklucks.
Mucklucks.
Okay. It's a muckluck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, a little off on the pronunciation, but I mean,
it's still fantastic.
Mud and muck, yeah, I would have never gotten that. That's a pretty good question. Let's go to Jeff. We'll do one more. More chances for you to get the Sportsman Expo tickets, four packs. Jeff, last one. Lickerson, win.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, bro.
Just had a question for you. Okay, where did Bluetooth originate from?
Oh, all things man category. Hey, I got to shoot that down. That is not a manly category because if you know anything about this show, this show is hands-free free. We strongly oppose Bluetooth communication and any hands-free device or communication that allows you to hold the phone.
Well, once you hear the answer, then you'll realize it is manly.
This is manly, okay? I can't even stab at this. I don't even know.
I thought it was the guy's last name.
Give me the answer.
Joe, you would know. You should know this.
I thought it was his last name.
It is a last name of someone. It's the most famous Viking king's last name. They originated, the actual symbol of Bluetooth is his symbol of name. It's like Henrik Bluetooth.
You know how
his last name is Bluetooth, but it's the original Viking king from like thousands of years ago.
You know how you see when you have your little Bluetooth symbol on the top of your phone?
Okay.
That's like a Viking letter.
All right, yeah, okay, so what's the guy's name?
It's like Henrik Bluetooth or something like that.
Okay. God, that was so fun until he got through. Hang on, man.
What are you talking about? There is nothing more manlier than a Viking.
Yeah, but there is. It's a Viking that doesn't invent Bluetooth technology. A Viking stays out at sea. That's what a Viking does. He doesn't come in and try to change communication and update technology because, see, real men don't want that. They want to stay in caves. We'll do more rounds. Coming up, we got cash, too. 25 minutes away. Double pay workday continues. Here's an XS on the river.